It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1606, the 8 personal finance risks of life and using a snowball to pay off your debts, both by Harry N. Stout of financialverse.com. Happy Monday and welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new. I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is the show where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet, sometimes a little too enthusiastically. But I can't help it. Money is an incredible resource that we can use to craft the life of our dreams. So thanks for joining me today and every day. And before we get to it, have you subscribed to our other podcasts? We cover personal development and minimalism, health, relationships, entrepreneurship, and life advice on the other shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you get your podcasts to find them. But since you're here, let's get right into today's 2 posts as we optimize your life. The 8 Personal Finance Risks of Life by Harry N. Stout of financialverse.com. To guide your journey through the financial verse, you must explicitly consider the financial risks you'll face and how you can eliminate or mitigate each one. These risks can be easily understood and may seem second nature to you, but they must be clearly addressed by you in order to stay on track. If not, you may encounter major detours and potholes in your financial life. Learning how to overcome these challenges can take time and effort, but these skills will help you at every stage in your journey. Here are 8 personal finance risks in the financial verse that you may encounter. Number 1, education risk. The risk of obtaining too much or too little education, or pursuing a trade, concentration, or profession that will not qualify you to earn reasonable cash income. Number 2, cash income shortfall risk. The risk of not earning sufficient cash income to support your needs. Number 3, disability risk. The risk of becoming physically or mentally disabled and not able to work. Number 4, health risk. The risk of becoming ill and not having sufficient resources to pay for the cost of care. This risk includes providing for the cost of long-term care during the returning stage. The long-term care needed is what I call the risk elephant in the room. Number 5, premature death. The risk of dying too young and not being able to earn the income and accumulate the assets necessary to support your needs or leave funds to provide for the future needs of your dependents. In the famous Motown song sung by The Temptations, Papa Was a Rolling Stone, the lyrics went something like, "Papa was a rolling stone, and when he died, all he left us was alone." Be it a man or a woman, dying too soon and not leaving cash for your dependents is likely not what you want to do. Number 6, debt risk. The risk of accumulating or relying on too much or too costly debt, such that the debt cannot be comfortably repaid from current cash income. Number 7, liability risk. The risk that you will physically, emotionally, professionally, or financially harm someone in an accident in your car, home, or other physical or digital location and be held legally responsible to pay cash damages to the person you harmed. And number 8, longevity risk. The risk that you live a very long life and won't have the cash income to pay your living expenses. It's the risk of running out of money in old age when you're unable to work, which is a common concern in our society today. As you design your journey through the stages of the financial verse, you have to plan on addressing these risks using your own financial resources and sound decisions. How you approach and solve each risk is a function of your individual circumstances. For example, if you decide to have children, you'll take on added responsibility to provide for them until they can provide for themselves. You may also encounter personal health issues, experience damage from a natural disaster, or need to care for an aging parent or relative. When you have a financial approach that has built-in protection from potential risks and life events, you can remain resilient no matter what life brings your way. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Using a Snowball to Pay Off Your Debts by Harry N. Stout of financialverse.com. In the financial verse, debt has a substantial impact on most American households. In certain instances, debt can be your friend, while at other times, it can be your financial enemy. Many families find that after they pay their mandatory monthly debt service, little cash is left for basic living expenses, as we consumers have accumulated more debt than we can handle. On May 14, 2019, the Federal Reserve Bank of New York's Center for Microeconomic Data issued a quarterly report on household debt and credit, which shows the total household debt has increased by $124 billion, or 0.9%, to $13.67 trillion in the first quarter of 2019. Highlights of that report include mortgage balances rose to $9.2 trillion. Non-housing debt increased to $4.47 trillion, including outstanding student loan debt increased to $1.49 trillion. Auto loans increased to $1.28 trillion, and credit card balances fell slightly to $848 billion. We all need to reduce our debts and the negative impact it has on our monthly cash flows. One effective debt reduction method is called the snowball strategy and often proves successful for many people versus other methods, such as paying off the highest interest rate first, which is often referred to as the avalanche strategy. The snowball strategy is based on paying off the accounts with the smallest balances first, usually revolving credit card debt, while paying the minimum payments on larger debts. Once the smallest debt is paid off, a person then proceeds to the next slightly larger debt above that, so on and so forth, gradually proceeding to the larger ones last. The basic six steps in the debt snowball method are as follows. Number one, list all your debts in ascending order from smallest balance to largest. This is the strategy's most distinctive feature in that the order is determined by the amount owed, not the rate of interest charged. However, if two debts are very close in amount owed, then the debt with the higher interest rate would be moved above on the list. Number two, regularly pay the minimum payment on every debt. Number three, determine how much extra can be applied towards the smallest debt. Number four, pay the minimum payment plus the extra amount towards that smallest debt until it's paid off. Note, some lenders, such as mortgage lenders and car companies, will apply extra amounts towards the next payment. In order for the method to work, the lenders need to be contacted and told that extra payments are to go directly towards principal reduction. Credit cards usually apply the extra amount in excess of the minimum to principal during the current cycle. Number five, once a debt is paid in full, add the old minimum payment plus any extra amount available from the first debt to the minimum payment on the second smallest debt and apply the new sum to repaying the second smallest debt. Number six, repeat until all debts are paid in full. In theory, by the time the final debts are reached, the extra amount paid towards the larger debts will grow quickly, similar to a snowball rolling down and gathering more snow. The snowball strategy works based on positive reinforcement human psychology. By paying the smaller debts first, the individual, couple, or household sees fewer bills coming in as more individual debts are paid off. thus providing ongoing positive feedback on their journey towards eliminating their debt. Summary. The snowball strategy's primary benefit is the psychological benefit of seeing results sooner, and that you see tangible reductions in both the number of creditors owed, and thus the number of bills received, and the amounts owed to each creditor. Working to repay debts needs your attention. The negative impact of debt on household budgets, the importance of saving for emergencies and investing for future needs cannot be ignored. The snowball strategy may help you get out of debt faster. Give it a look as you manage your financial affairs. You just listened to the post titled The 8 Personal Finance Risks of Life and Using a Snowball to Pay Off Your Debts, both by Harry Ann Stout of financialverse.com. While the world of personal finance may have some risks to navigate, I think most of the ones listed in this article can be managed through an appropriate amount of insurance, a commitment to saving and investing, and a determination to live below your means. Life is always going to throw obstacles our way, but I think it's important to not live in fear, as that could affect our creativity and resourcefulness in managing those obstacles. Regarding the second article, the snowball method of paying off debt is often recommended so that you get some early wins that will keep you motivated. However, this method does not consider interest rates, and it's not the fastest or most efficient method for debt repayment. The fastest way to pay off debt is to start with the highest interest rate debt first, regardless of balance. This is also known as the avalanche method. An avalanche is much more powerful than a snowball, am I right? I used a debt reduction calculator that showed the snowball and avalanche methods side by side after I entered in all my open lines of credit, balances, interest rates, and minimum payment amounts. The avalanche method took significantly less time to get out of debt, and seeing that helped me bypass the motivational aspect of paying off smaller debts first. That'll do it for today. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back for tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.